I just read this stat and I was like, parents are so much nicer than I am. It says the average parent will let their kid hit 25 houses on Halloween and steal 5 pieces of candy. I would say without a doubt, I let my kids go to maybe 10 to 12 houses and I take half their candy.
Are you serious? Yes. 10 to 12 houses? What a ripoff.
Well, I mean, like, what? They're just the ones on the street where I could see them from my yard, you know?
You don't actually leave your yard to go trick-or-treating when your kids, neither of you will leave the property?
I can't. So, you know, we have one of those drop-off streets where there's so many kids that get dropped off. I'm talking, like, on a non-COVID year, back in, like, normal times, we would get between easily 350 to 500 kids. So, like, you need to have somebody manning it at all times. So, usually, Paul goes with the kids to, like, the houses on the street. But, like, once you reach the end of the street, like, come back. That's
enough.
Oh,
my gosh. I mean, we used to do neighborhood after neighborhood after neighborhood when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah, that pillowcase. I would drop a pillowcase off and then go back out.
That's crazy.
There was serious poundage of candy.
You know what the issue is this year, and I don't mean to be like Debbie Downer and all that, but like what's your favorite candy?
Snickers usually, yeah. Butterfinger.
Mm-hmm.
I like Almond Joy too. I mean, around Halloween, I like all of them. They're all delicious.
So Snickers has always been like my favorite. Like mm-hmm. I love a Snickers bar, but Dakota, my toddler, is severely allergic to peanuts, which we found out earlier this year.
Yeah.
So now I am like one of those people that can't have peanuts giving away, like anything with nuts on my property. You know, I have a huge Halloween party too. So, like, I can't have any nuts on my property. Like, they're going to go out. And I've already had to talk to my older daughter, Hayden, said, you have to take the candy for her. She can't reach in the bowl herself.
Oh my gosh.
Like, things that you never thought about before that, yeah. Like, she can't put her hand in a bowl that has, like, nuts like that because she's so allergic. It's like the contact.
So, what candy are you giving out? Now I need to know. Like, if you're not giving out Snickers.
Well, so far, I've gotten, honestly, a million things of M&Ms. They're but the big ones, like the ones that are a dollar, like mm-hmm. the big, like the boxes of them, because I still have to be like the good house.
Right. When
I,
you want to be the full candy bar lady.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to go buy the stuff that I normally don't get, like the big things of Starbursts and like the gummy bears and things like that, that's not usually me. Usually it's the full size Snickers bars and the Almond Joys and the Kit Kats and the Twix and all those things.
Well, now the whole order is screwed up here. Your bill is going to be ridiculous.
But do you think that if I take all the Snickers, right, that the girls collect that she can't touch, I can just bring them here and eat them before I go home and nobody will know the difference? Is that messed up?
You just got to get them past me at that point.
Yeah.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2:00.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been performing as a husband. Alicia.
Hello.
What are you doing?
About to work out.
That's good. I know you have a big day. You're headed out and you're doing all the lawn work, Raven said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Our entire front lawn, for some reason, is basically crabgrass.
Mm.
So in the fall, it turns brown and you can see where it is. So basically the whole front lawn's brown except for like 2 thriving little patches of grass. I don't know where they came from. So I have to dig the whole thing up. I have to dig out all that crabgrass and put down new soil and grass seed.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. But you know what? Anna, we were thinking about it. We were so fooled in the spring. Remember how proud I was? I would come in here with my head high, my shoulders back, talking about my lawn, beaming, really, watching it on my Ring cameras at a frequency, which is a little bit strange, frankly. I thought our lawn was in great shape. Then June, July got here. Crabgrass everywhere. Destroyed our hopes and dreams.
It's terrible. I'm so sorry to hear that.
She's handling it.
Yeah, we have more crabgrass than grass. And we're the only ones on the street. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Well, good luck with that. Raven told me he rented the scuba suit to get into the pool and close it up for the season.
He did, yeah. I feel bad for him, but what can I say? The scuba suit's funny. I'll make sure I get video.
She doesn't feel bad enough that I'll be closing the pool on time next year either, though. Like, that's something she forgets every time. Bigger issue that we're having right now, Anna, is the fact that we've gone out the last 2 weekends and we can't find a couch anywhere to save our lives. No sofas to be had anywhere. Not at least in colors that you want.
Because you guys are couch snobs. You know that, right? You're sofa snobs.
Wait.
We are not.
Yes, you are.
We are not.
Alicia, how many times have you had to return a couch?
Once.
That's not normal. People don't return couches.
The dog wouldn't sit on it.
That's not a normal thing to say.
That is. Okay. People who love dogs like to snuggle with their dogs at night on the couch while they watch TV, and the dog would not sit on the couch. So we got rid of the couch.
Ironically, all you could find for choices, there's a whole lot of leather out there right now for whatever reason, and in all different colors and shapes and sizes, but Barkley won't sit on it, so it's just immediately ruled out. So we're stuck with fabrics, and all the good fabrics are apparently in the ocean right now.
Barkley's spirit animal is a cow. He won't do it. He refuses.
I guess it's possible.
All right, well, we wish you the best of luck in your couch search. What kind of grade would you like to give Raven this week?
You know what, Anna, he's going to get an A again. I mean, he's on the same page with the couch, and, you know, he's getting in that ice cold pool. I feel terrible for him. And he's been killing all the spiders. We have a massive spider problem. So
yeah, he told me there's a lot of spiders. Is it because Halloween is coming?
One of the neighbors told me that a couple that used to live here used to have to spray for spiders. And I was like, they're not that bad. And we don't like all the pesticides because the animals, blah, blah, blah. This year I was like, you better call the guy because I can't. There's been a lot, and they're big. They're big and ugly and scary.
That's terrible. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm walking around with tissues up my sleeve all the time like a 90-year-old grandmother because I got to kill insects.
I saw the name of this book and I laughed out loud because I think as a parent, it's literally like our goal in life if you have children. The name of the book is How to Raise Kids Who Aren't A-Holes, Science-Based Strategies for Better Parenting from Tots to Teens. And Melinda Wendermoyer is the author. She's also a science journalist. Melinda, how do I raise my kids not to be complete jerks?
Yeah, the cliff notes, please. Yeah. All right. Because sometimes you feel like some days they're closer than others.
Yes, absolutely. They all have their good and bad days, and sometimes more bad than good. I would say one of the key take-homes from my book is to talk to your kids about things that you think that they don't need to learn about. Like the kinds of conversations that we tend to avoid as parents, like talking about race and sex and gender and even like bullying, where we think we don't have to talk to our kids because they're never going to do it. Conversations that we think like, oh, I want to protect my kids from this. They're not old enough to hear it. What I learned talking to lots of researchers is it's actually much more constructive to try to talk to kids about these big issues and have conversations about kind of like everything, because kids, they're absorbing so much from the culture. They are hearing their friends talk about things, and they're overhearing, you know, other grown-ups talking about things, and they're hearing things through the media. And if we aren't also putting our voices in there and sharing our worldview and our values, then they're just getting all this information from, you know, other people who might not be that trustworthy. So it's actually really, really helpful to just have a lot of conversations.
Melinda, do you wait for the questions or do you bring it up yourself and set like times or anything? Because I feel like when you start a conversation with a kid, there's going to be follow-up questions. Now, some are going to be immediate. Some are going to be a week or two later in the grocery store when there's a ton of people around.
Yep, absolutely. I try to look for opportunities kind of that arise, you know, in daily life. Like there was a time we were watching the Olympics this summer and we were watching the women's kayakers, and the announcer said something like he referred to them as girls instead of women. And, you know, I said, well, gosh, and I said to my kids, I wonder if when the male kayakers are competing, you know, do they refer to them as boys? And we had a conversation about that. So I think you can kind of, you know, pay attention to what's happening. And, you know, if you're driving by and you see something interesting, you know, that's relevant to bring up an issue, then, you know, bring it up in the moment and have that conversation. And then, yes, they will probably ask follow-up questions when you're somewhere in public and you're mortified. But that's just the way it goes.
Look, Mommy, he's dressed like a boy kayaker. Look, he's pointing at some random stranger in the grocery store. Look at how short his shorts are.
Yeah.
One more thing that I think parents do in a very well-meaning fashion is we try to kind of protect our kids from bad feelings and rescue them and say, you know, don't feel bad or don't get so upset or this isn't a big deal. What I learned from the research is it's actually much better to really acknowledge and validate those negative feelings with our kids and say, oh my gosh, you seem so frustrated, and to let them have those feelings and talk to them about feelings instead of kind of like trying to avoid them. And that really helps kids with the development of a really important skill called theory of mind, which helps kids take another person's perspective and helps them basically become more generous and empathetic and compassionate.
So you mean when my daughter got tears in her eyes the other day because something bad happened and I told her to suck it up until we get in the car?
Oh,
that wasn't
gosh.
The good thing to do.
I mean, I've been telling you that for years. I'm not a doctor or an author.
I said it nicer than that. I said, don't let them see you cry. You got to wait till you get in the car.
You know, we all do that. But whenever we do have that time, a little bit of time to sort of let them have the feelings and let them sit with it and talk about it, then we should.
How to Raise Kids Who Aren't A-Holes, Science-Based Strategies for Better Parenting from Tots to Teen. Melinda Wenner-Moyer, thank you so much. We appreciate the time.
Thank you so much, Anna and Raven.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 I'm looking at our text line, 1-800-330-9999. People who double park, that's all I need to know about you. Why do I always feel like that's a direct dig at me whenever I see that or hear that one?
There's a difference between people that double park intentionally versus those that do it just because they don't park or they don't care about human beings around them. You are the latter.
But I get in the car and I fix it when I notice, except I didn't yesterday because I was right on the line. And I was like, if you're on the line, does it count?
Well, I mean, you have to deal with the consequences if somebody dings your door, right? That's not the fun part. Those that double park because they're like, my car is so nice. No. I don't want anybody to dent it. Why are you driving it?
Well, that's definitely all I need to know about you.
The days of the open plains are gone, right? You're not in a wagon. There's no open spaces anymore here in America. If you're going to park somewhere, chances are somebody's going to have to park next to you.
Yeah, for the record, when I do that, it's 100% purely by accident, and I don't know what's wrong with me, and I apologize. I don't know why I can't just do it like a normal person.
You maybe apologize to everybody else. You don't apologize to me.
I don't apologize to you. Okay,
it's true.
All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. You could call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you know that somebody is waiting for your parking spot and you get back in the car, but you spend 10 minutes checking your email and playing with your phone, that's all I need to know about you.
I love it when people do this at the gas station. You've pumped your gas. You've even gone back inside to get a receipt or a snack or something like that. And now you've come back to your car and now it takes you forever to put the car in drive. Come on. Mm-hmm. Get out of the way. Seriously.
I'm at Walmart and the place is packed and I have my blinker on and I'm waiting and I wait for them to unload the car. So they're loading the car. They got their toilet paper. They got to put their kids in. They got to do. And you know what? Yeah, I'm waiting
for your
spot.
You're there for that.
Right. So I'm just sitting there. I'm looking out the window. Then I see her get into her, like the driver's thing. And she's just sitting there, and then she starts playing with her phone.
Right.
You know what? Yeah, let's squeeze in it. Let's squeeze in some Candy Crush. We got plenty of time here, you know?
And the second you pull away to go check the other lane, then she's going to pull out.
100%. Yeah. The cars behind me are beeping, and I'm like, I'm throwing up my hands in the, I don't know, I just waited. Oh, gosh.
If you're going to more than three Halloween parties, that's all I need to know about you. I know people that are seeking out every single Halloween party that might be going on within, I'd say, 5 to 10 miles of their zip code to figure out how many that they can go to. My wife is one of them right now. She's like, well, then they're going to have one at this bar, and then our friends are having one at this place. And then this is like, I mean, for me, 1 to 2, right? And get them in on the weekend and maybe the weekend on the run up there.
Yeah.
So if it's Saturday to Saturday, but I'm not one of these people that's here for 4 to 6 Halloween parties. I can't do it.
I'm trying to figure out. I have a lot of just different Halloween events. You know what I mean? Like we have we have parties and then we have trunk or treats and then we have like the church thing.
Oh, we have all that. And we have a lot of that stuff together here. But I'm talking about we have at least 2 other adult parties to go to.
I think I only
then
have
we do
one
the thing in our
party.
Driveway. So I don't know.
The adult party is always weird because like our costumes are always kid based because we have kids. So this year, my husband Paul and I are being matching dinosaurs, and we have like the full dinosaur costume with a dinosaur. But like, I'm not gonna buy another costume for the adult party. So every year we roll in with these ridiculous kid costumes because I refuse to spend money on an additional costume.
Just go as a sexy dinosaur.
Well, I mean, what do I do? Just wear the head? That's not really wildly inappropriate. Plus, if I wear the baggy costumes like that, then I can eat all I want and nobody cares. I'm just saying MRI technology should have come a lot farther by at this point.
Yeah,
don't
I mean,
you think?
It scans your organs. It creates an image of vascular and flows and so forth going on in your body. I mean, all sorts of flows, vascular flows, blood.
I got it.
You know
right,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it does cool stuff.
Monday, I was at the gym. I was doing my completely normal workout, and I was doing like these kind of jump squat things. They're called leprechaun kicks. You click your heels together. Anyway, nothing remarkable, nothing out of the norm. I went down and I
heard... Leprechaun kicks, nothing out of the norm.
Well, just like a normal workout thing, and I hear pop, pop. And I said to the lady sitting next to me, I go, did you hear that? And she looked at me and she nodded, and I go, oh, that's not good. And it hurt. But I had to like play it off because I was teaching the class because I teach boot camp classes, and I had to pretend like everything was fine. So I'm limping and I'm working, but I knew like something terrible had happened. So I go to the next day to the doctor. They do the x-rays and there's nothing really wrong with the x-rays. But she says, well, we need to do the MRI because I think that there's something bigger happening here. I think you really you tore an ACL, which I was in denial. I'm like, nope. No,
believed that she was going to get a miracle from God.
Well, she
believed that right up until you got the call yesterday.
She said, there's a slim chance that maybe I'm wrong. And I said, and she's like, but no very chance. Slim. And I was like, well, so you're saying there's a chance that I'm fine. So I go in for the MRI, and the guy is like an older guy, and he's like tall and he's thin and he's wearing these faded black jeans and he seems relatively cool and all that. Mm. So he walks me in.
So you think that he's going to give you a good experience? Well, you'll get a good result because you think the older guy is cool?
So he says like it makes a lot of noise in here, and I was like, but he seemed like a rock and roll kind of guy. So I was like, oh, I could like joke with this guy and stuff. So he goes, what kind of music do you want to listen to? I'm going to give you headphones.
Yeah.
So I go, oh, anything. I don't care. He's like, no preference. I go, pop, I guess, like play pop. And he's like, okay, but here's the thing. I need you to be still the whole time. I go, all right.
Yeah.
You know? Here's the thing. I get in the machine and I don't remember what it's like to get an MRI. It's been so long. It's been like over a decade.
Oh, you're like a sausage.
Yeah. And the noises are like. Exactly. So I put the headphones on, right? And all of a sudden I hear this. Is the music he selected for me. And
nice. Good night.
But Raven, exactly. We get up for work at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
You lay me down on a table, right? And you start playing that. The first thing I do is fall asleep. And now, through the headphones, I hear this.
I need you to be still, ma'am.
Yeah. I'm always like, when I'm in there, if I'm getting an MRI, if I'm breathing too much, I think I'm going to have to do it again.
Right.
You know? Like, I get so paranoid. I'm like almost shaking trying to stay still in there. But it's true. If you put us horizontal, I fall asleep pretty quick.
Yeah. So now I'm like, all right, I'm trying to stay still. I could barely understand what he's saying in the headphones. He's like,
yeah, they always sound bad.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I say, okay, Anna, you got to stay awake. You got to stay awake. You got to stay still. And then this song comes on.
Good night.
I'm sound asleep.
It's the best sleep of your life, almost.
The guy comes in, and he's like, ma'am, wake up, right? Turns out it's over an hour later. And I kept moving.
That's a long MRI. Yeah,
because they had to re-scan because I was asleep.
Wow.
And I kept moving during the scan.
Yeah.
Long story short, they called me yesterday. It's a completely fully torn ACL and a torn meniscus. Mm. And I have to meet with a doctor on Monday, most likely surgery.
You need a robot leg.
I need a robot leg.
Lieutenant Dan, we'll get you one.
If you have a robot leg,
yes, please
can you
send
reach
it.
Out? Yeah, we need it. Remember, Raven, I went through that phase where I really wanted a metal detector because I wanted to be one of those people that walk up and down the beach and find hidden treasures.
I do actually remember. We talked to some very fascinating people during that time.
People find crazy things at the beach all the time.
It's true.
1-800-330-9999. What did you find at the beach? If you missed it, this has been trending over the last few days.
Amateur diver found a sword believed to have been used by a crusader knight about 900 years ago. Well, the jewel-encrusted sword, well, yeah, it needs to be cleaned up. And then they say they're going to put it on display.
The thing is so cool.
I mean, that's awesome, right?
Yeah.
And it's amazing because he took actual photos when he found it. It's like 14 feet, deep off the coast, but it's crystal clear to the bottom. You see this thing, it clearly looks like a cross or a sword there, but of course, I would never find anything that awesome.
Well, right. That's the whole thing.
Never.
Like we've spoken to so many people that have all these treasures that they find at the beach, whether they're using the metal detector or whether they're just, you know, swimming and they find these things. I have never found anything cool.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, I remember the coolest thing I ever found was, it was the first time I went on a trip to the Bahamas. I was one of the like the outer islands there, and I was swimming, and the water was just so pristine. It's not like, you know, everything bleached out here before. I found a starfish, live starfish.
Oh, that's nice.
That was like seriously like 16 to 24, 2 feet wide. It was huge, 16 inches. It was absolutely massive. And all I can remember is picking it up and holding it out of the water and going, look, What a terrible person I am for having done it. Now, I left it in the water. I'm sure it went on to live, but here I am grabbing this living creature and pulling it out of its home.
I don't know.
It's home.
I don't know if that counts as finding. Like, you just literally disturbed its home.
Right.
It's
I kidnapped this poor creature.
Yeah.
I put it back, but, you know, I remember that.
I'm looking on our Facebook
page. My whole
life,
I'll remember that.
Well, right, because you probably feel bad.
Well, I didn't then. It's just funny how, like, you know, you evolve over time. Now I look back and I'm like, what a terrible, terrible thing to do.
Yeah, I don't think that counts, to be honest.
Okay.
I'm looking at our Facebook page at Anna and Raven because we asked, what have you found at the beach? Diane said parts of a TWA plane that exploded.
Come on.
Come on.
Are you serious?
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to find that.
Yeah.
Amy wrote false teeth. Like the whole set? Like the whole
Where's
textures?
The rest of the person?
Wait a minute. Because that's alarming. Yeah, exactly. Where did they come
Whenever
from?
Whenever I find a shoe, I'm like, is there a foot in it? It's the first thing I want to know.
Did you find something awesome at the beach? What was it? 1-800-330-9999. Amateur diver found a 900-year-old sword just 14 feet off the coast. It's been trending all over the news this week.
That's awesome.
Yes.
I mean, it looks cool, even with the barnacles and stuff on it. I can't wait to see what it looks like when they get all that stuff off.
Yeah, they said there's going to be jewels on it and all kinds of stuff. But people always have these stories of things they find at the beach. I've never found anything. Have you? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Did you find something awesome at the beach?
I don't know. That's not so much what I found at the beach, but I know what somebody probably found. I had my niece that inherited a nice gold bracelet, which was a snake with, like, rubies. And she wore it to the beach, and of course she lost it there.
Oh, my gosh. Man, you don't wear something like that to the beach unless you're a pirate. All right? Everybody should know that. Seriously. You imagine? And you just have to live with that forever.
Yeah. Hi, Anna Raven. What did you find at the beach?
I am in scuba diving, and I have found a diamond ring, diamond bracelet, diamond necklace, and I'm trying to think what else. Two rings.
Ma'am, if you found a diamond ring, a diamond necklace, diamond earrings, and two rings, you found a treasure. Some Spanish ship that went down or something.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you find at the beach?
Man, I found a pair of Nikes, man. And they was pretty dope. They was still fresh. And they like a half a size too big, man. But I still wear those joints, man. They was fire.
Wait,
are you sure you just didn't pick them up off of somebody's, like, they were down in the water and you just walked by and took their Nikes?
Was there feet in them?
Right.
I felt like Cinderella, man.
I mean, honestly, if I saw a pair of Nikes laying on the beach, first thing I'm doing is checking them out and checking the size. Yeah. I'm going to be real. You can't get a pair of Nikes for less than like $80-$100 now. All right. So I'm checking them out. And if they're in good shape, I think I'm probably leaving with them.
Somebody went back for those shoes.
You know what?
And gone.
It was a sad day for them. They knew they were gone before they got back to the beach. Whoever left them there, they knew it. That's right.
Oh, they went to the bathroom. They came back and their Nikes were
I mean, gone. If the towel's still there, that's one thing. If they're just, you know, some Nikes that are out on the sand, those are my Nikes now. Totally my Nikes.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you find at the beach?
Actually, yeah. I totally was, like, scounging around using my metal detector, seeing what I could find. And I actually ran across a huge megalodon tooth. This thing is massive. It's like the size of my hand. It's displayed on my mantle today. It's super cool.
I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of jealous. Like, you know what? I'm wicked jealous. And I kind of hate you because I keep reading about how everybody can find them and they found, oh, this is my third one. I found them. I've never found anything cool like that. That's awesome. And in Raven, you ever find anything cool at the beach?
Yeah, actually, when I was younger, I found a diamond ring at the beach. Whoa. And it was like a big, like a rock.
So what did you do? Did you keep it for yourself or did you try to find who owned it, sell it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I remember thinking, I'm going to be rich. This is amazing. I'm either going to use it for my wedding ring when I grow up or I'm going to sell it and buy, you know, Pokemon or whatever I was into when I was younger.
That's funny. At 12, you're already like, oh, I'll keep this. Now all Jimmy has to do is ask kid from down the hall.
Exactly.
No idea. Yeah. So what happened with it?
Yeah, thinking of the future. Well, I wanted to hold on to it, but once my mom saw it, she was like, no, she made me turn it in. This was at like our town beach, so just to our local police. And, you know, maybe found someone who lost it or chucked it, you know, if they got in a fight with their fiance or something.
I mean, it would have been nice if they gave you some sort of reward, but I guess you did the right thing.
I guess that's my reward.
Did you find anything at the beach? What was it? head to our Facebook page. Let us know there. And if you're not friends with us yet, just search for Anna and Raven. Why is it trending? Top three news stories of the day and why it's trending. Number one, and I'm warning you, not great stuff today. Brian Laundry. Raven, why do you think Brian Laundry is trending?
Well, because that part of the chapter has been closed, or it's on to the next chapter now.
I guess so. The FBI has confirmed that the remains found in a Florida park on Wednesday were those of Brian Laundry, who was suspected of killing his fiancée, Gabby Petito, in Wyoming back in August. So the manhunt is officially over. Here's a little bit from the press conference, and this made me, I can't even imagine having to do this.
This is tragic, but I will tell you, today when I walked back there, I got to see firsthand the treacherous conditions that they were working on. We're talking about water levels up above almost the chest area, rattlesnakes, moccasins, alligators, and these heroes go out there. While we can't change the outcome, we can bring justice.
I didn't even know what a moccasin was until I had to Google it after this.
It's a venomous snake that mostly lives in the water.
You gotta go in that water with rattlesnake? Like, that's... You gotta applaud these people that do this.
Well, you know, the next question becomes, what did the parents know? When did they know it? And whether or not they're liable for any of this?
I mean, the parents need answers. And it's just sad, no matter how this ends out, because you don't know if you're ever going to get the whole story, the truth.
Here's the fact is that if you committed a crime trying to cover up, or you harbored a fugitive or whatever, your child or not, it's a crime. So they should be prosecuted.
All terrible. Also trending, Alec Baldwin. Raven, why is Alec Baldwin trending?
Another tragic story this morning here today.
You're going to be hearing this all over the news.
That breaking news from a film set in New Mexico. One crew member is dead, another in the hospital after a shooting scene gone wrong. Actor Alec Baldwin firing a prop gun. Now an investigation into how this could have happened.
Yeah, so he's on the set of this movie that he's producing called Rust. Yeah. They're filming in Santa Fe. He fired a prop gun. And sadly, it killed the director of photography, Helena Hutchings. I want to say her name correctly.
It's not the first time something like this has happened.
Mm-hmm.
This has happened before with Brandon Lee. It's happened with other individuals here. So a lot of people think about a prop gun. They don't think of it as being an actual gun. But it is a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And a blank charge, it still has an explosive element inside a blank bullet. It just does not have the actual projectile itself in there. That's
it's
why
terrible.
People are not supposed to get hurt. So when a gun explodes... Or if a shard of something comes in front of that charge, it can be very dangerous. Not saying that's what happened here.
Right.
But it's definitely in the realm of possibility.
So that poor woman has lost the director of photography. But the only good news to come out of it is the director, Joe Souza. He was being reported also in critical condition. And he has been treated and been released from the hospital.
And still tragic. Absolutely tragic.
Yeah.
You're out there. You're working. You're doing what you love to do. And then...
It's terrible.
Yeah, yep. Something terrible like that happens.
And then trending, which doesn't have anything to do with the other two, Dasani.
Well, Raven, thankfully.
Why do you think Dasani is trending?
They tend to typically be the magnet for doing something wrong with bottled water. So I'm guessing they did something wrong again.
If you haven't heard this, for some reason, Twitter absolutely hates Dasani. So people are freaking out because musicians Gunna and Chloe Bailey were drinking Dasani water at the Atlanta Hawks-Dallas Mavericks game. So somebody actually tweeted, wait, I don't get it. Why is Dasani bad? Here's a couple responses. Shake it for 5 seconds, put it down. You can't see through it ever again. It's not even tap water. Somebody else wrote, it's salty. Fizzes when you open it. It's a marketing scheme. Someone else said, it's basically filtered tap water. Here's the thing. People just don't like it. I don't understand it. Don't drink it if you don't like it.
Well,
I'll be honest with you. It does taste a little funky. But I'll drink it if it's the only water there.
When you're thirsty, and that's the one that's available, you're probably going to ingest it.
Cannon says it tastes like pool water. We should test that theory.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
Doesn't matter if you're a mom, you're a dad, you have human babies, fur babies. What did you do this week to earn your margarita? 1-800-330-9999. You know who definitely does not care that I have a torn ACL and I'm hobbling around?
I'm not sure.
My kids.
Oh.
Yeah, they have zeros. They don't understand. They're
They don't. They're young and flexible.
Right.
Nothing bothers them.
Ma,
they fall down
up.
All the time.
Ma,
right.
Hurry up. Dakota's just running into the street. I am hopping as fast as I can on one leg trying to catch her. It's my
no mercy.
I have two kids. My little one is going to be 3 next month. My older one is going to be 13. So it's a big age gap. But yesterday was flu shot day, which is always an exciting day because I have to convince the older one not to put on that face of disappointment and anger because she has to prove to her little sister that it's okay to get a flu shot. It doesn't hurt to get a flu shot.
Okay.
So this was the conversation in the car ride on the way to get the flu shot.
Helen.
Can you
answer your sister, how many times she can call your name?
What, Dakota?
Hey, Ann!
What?
Hey, Ann!
What?
Hey, Ann! Look at the sky!
I'm looking at the sky! Dakota, why are you screaming?
Constant screaming in the car.
Right.
I don't understand why my
She's getting a reaction.
Dakota loves to scream. And Hayden just blocks it out because she's in her TikTok world, just going through like TikTok.
Right.
Like she doesn't hear the fact that her sister is screaming her name repeatedly.
Well, she just zones it out, right.
Right. It's like it doesn't even faze her. Hayden and Dakota are my girls. So I come up with every parent has this in their back pocket and they pull it out in dire situations when you just need some quiet and you've had a terrible week.
Let's play the quiet game. Who could be the most quiet? 3, 2, 1, go. I win.
I win.
No, I win.
No, I lose.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you lose.
Coda win. You lose.
Hayden win. Coda lose.
Then there was an argument the whole way home over who won the quiet game.
Right.
Right. And at the top of
good
your
idea,
lungs.
Good idea, Mom.
Yeah, great idea. Worked really well.
Good idea.
Yep, just another day.
Yeah.
Doing your thing, trying to survive.
I survived our puppy's birthday party this week. And then the very next day during bath time, Barkley, we thought he tore his other ACL.
Mm.
Turned out not to be the case. He's just sprained it. He's doing fine.
I just can't with the fact that you had a birthday party for your dog and then you gave him a bath.
New hat.
Uh-huh.
New sweater.
Big day.
Two new toys for him.
Uh-huh.
Mom made the handmade cake.
Yes.
Yep, absolutely. It was fantastic.
All right. What did you do this week to earn your margarita? Hi, Anna and Raven.
Well, I certainly have earned my margarita. I have spent the last month and a half sewing princess dresses for my three girls. They wanted to be Cinderella, Jasmine, and Snow White. They tried them on yesterday and decided they don't want to be them anymore. They don't like these costumes. And so I think I deserve a margarita.
Oh, you deserve like three margaritas, one for each costume.
Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Cruel.
Yeah.
Cruel, cruel children.
I give you so much credit for trying to make the costumes. I gave up on that years ago.
I would be like, you're going to be the princess! Yeah. And if she's the same size next year, she's wearing it again!
2 years in a row. Yeah? What did you do this week to earn your margarita? You could always call or text 1-800-330-9999.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Brandon and Michelle. Michelle, let's start with you. What's going on?
So we have plans to go out tomorrow night, right? And, you know, we have our babysitter, our normal babysitter, but she can't do it. So my husband is like, you know, they can just stay home by themselves. I'm like, hell no. They're 10 and 11 years old. You don't leave kids home alone that long.
Oh, this is always interesting debate for me is what age is the right age to leave them alone. All right. So here's the logistics that I need to know first. How long will you not be home?
We're not going to be home from like 7 to midnight. That's too long.
7 to midnight.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Brandon, what do you think about this?
I mean, I was babysitting at 11. And so I think it's time that, you know, in this kind of, you know, with this kind of late booking, not be able to get a sitter, that we should be able to trust them. They're going to have their phones on. We're going to have the alarm set on the house. They're going to have food and snacks. They're only going to be awake for about an hour. Then they're going to be right to bed.
Under normal circumstances, I mean, during the day, you leave your kids at home for a few hours, right? No problem.
Well, 10 and 11. Right. I just recently started with Hayden, and she's 12, and it's like not more than an hour or two. But I don't know if I always wonder if I'm just being a helicopter mom. I think it also depends on the kids. You have two sons, right? So are they responsible, 10 and 11-year-olds, or are they, like, going to get in trouble?
Right. That's the thing. I mean, with a 10 and 11-year-old close in age, one's not necessarily the boss. They're both cohorts.
Yeah, I mean, the worst thing is one of them is going to make something up and then tell on the other. So, but otherwise, I mean, they're great kids. We should just give them the opportunity to be responsible. And then maybe from now on, they don't have a babysitter.
Well, let's see what the audience has to say. Is 10 and 11 years old too young to be staying home alone on a Saturday night?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Ann and Raven.
It's always a hard decision for parents. When are your kids old enough and responsible enough to stay home alone? Is it 10 and 11 years old? Brandon and Michelle have plans for tomorrow night. They don't have a sitter. Brandon thinks, what's the big deal? They're 10 and 11. They can stay home for 5 hours by themselves. Michelle disagrees.
Yeah, she thinks that's absolutely insane. She just thinks that, you know, they're mischievous. They'll get involved in something. I can't even say that word. Mischievous.
Mischievous.
Yeah, like they can get into some trouble. I mean, I think you know your kids, right? Either you've got the ones that'll look out for each other. They're kind of rule followers. They might do a little something, but it's not a big deal. Then you got the other ones where, you know, 10 and 11, they instigate each other, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a ramp up to what can we get away with?
But Brandon doesn't agree with any of that. He thinks that they're totally fine to be alone for a few hours. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven, Couples Court.
I am on the wife's side because they're too young. They're leaving them too long. And at night, I wouldn't do it.
I know this sounds terribly sexist, and I know this is not the same for all families.
Oh, but if they were girls.
I just think that girls mature a little bit faster. It's a little bit different.
Okay, yeah, we'll leave it to scientists, not to you. Thank you.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's Couples Court. Would you leave your 10 and 11-year-old sons home alone? Brandon and Michelle have plans for tomorrow night. Their usual cast of sitters, none of them are available. Brandon doesn't see what the big deal is. They're old enough to stay home for 5 hours.
This is why you gotta live like me, Anna. Cameras all over your house. Michelle thinks it's not enough for us to just say behave yourself and walk away and have the cell phone close. She thinks they could get into trouble or if something bad happened.
What do you think? 10 and 11 years old? Too young? That fine? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
Hi. I'm a side of the parent that doesn't want to leave the kids home alone. I mean, first of all, most states' legal age is 12. And second, I mean, I think a parent would know whether or not the kids are ready unless both parents are, like, enthusiastically, like, sold on the idea of leaving their kids home alone. I just think it's not a good idea. She's not going to enjoy herself while she's out, and it's just not fair to both parents.
And Raven, whose side are you on?
Yeah, definitely the wives. I wouldn't leave 10 and 11-year-old at home. It's crazy. I remember being 10 and 11 with my cousin. And we certainly caused enough trouble.
Stole mom's car. Yeah, right. Planned a heist.
Nah, we didn't even do that. They used to, you know, Toys R Us used to sell those chemistry sets. And we mixed all of those chemicals into one applesauce jar and lit it on fire.
Oh,
and smoked
my
the house. So,
we
yeah.
lit it on fire.
Yeah.
All the best parts of Breaking Bad.
It made like the world's biggest smoke bomb. We didn't set the house on fire. We smoked out the whole house. The cat was coughing. It was bad.
Right, we created mustard gas and killed the livestock next door. But right, thank you for the call. Have a great morning.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm going to take his side. I think that I would trust my 10 and 11-year-old more than I would trust a 16 and 17-year-old.
Well, you know, it's funny. I shouldn't even say this because it's mean, but I was always hiring this girl that lived up the street. She was very sweet and very nice, and she was 16 years old, and she would babysit, and she was awesome. But, like, she didn't know how to change diapers. She didn't know how to do that stuff. So my older daughter, Hayden, who was at the time was, like, 10 or 11, she was doing all the diaper changing and the feeding.
She was doing the work. The other one was getting the money.
She was, yeah. The other girl was just getting, like, basically being the one that hit 911 if, God forbid, something happened, you know?
Well, so, it's also good to have that person,
yeah.
too.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Michelle, our audience agreed with you today. 10 and 11, still a little bit too young to be leaving them home alone on a Saturday night.
Yeah, they're too young. Like I said, they're mischievous. They're going to break something. They're you know, they might try to sneak and invite their friends over. You know, I don't need that chaos and issues in my life.
Look, if it's this important to you, I'll volunteer to stay home. You can enjoy that party and then come back and tell me how.
Oh, he's just trying to.
He's trying to get out of the party now.
He's just trying to watch college football at home.
Right.
That's
exactly.
All he's doing.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Arlene, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Arlene.
Okay.
Thank you.
Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, you can't hear us. This studio is soundproof. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Jackpot today, $700. Let's do it. Number 1, Charlie Brown's Halloween special, It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, will only stream on Apple TV this year. What was the name of the comic strip that Charlie Brown and the gang was first featured in?
Peanuts.
Number 2, the Sanderson sisters are back filming in Rhode Island, the sequel to what cult Halloween classic movie?
Hocus Pocus.
Number three, Gwyneth Paltrow says that her 17-year-old daughter, Apple, has never seen any of her movies and doesn't even know her as Pepper Potts or any of her famous characters. She won an Oscar for what movie where she has a fictional love affair with a historic playwright?
I don't know.
That's okay. Number four, American Girl dolls are celebrating their 35th anniversary this year, releasing all the original dolls again. What company purchased the doll line from the original manufacturer, the Pleasant Company, in 1998?
Mattel?
And number five, Law & Order SVU is celebrating their 500th episode, making it the second longest scripted primetime show in history. What animated series is the number one longest running show?
The Simpsons.
Not bad, Arlene. Let's see. Let me bring Raven back in. All right.
How'd you do?
All right, all right. Arlene got 4 out of 5.
Wow, Arlene. Okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
See how I do.
Mm-hmm. Number one, Charlie Brown's Halloween special, It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, will only stream on Apple TV this year. What was the name of the comic strip that Charlie Brown and the gang was first featured in?
Peanuts.
Yes. Number two, the Sanderson sisters are back filming in Rhode Island, the sequel to what cult Halloween classic movie?
Isn't that Three Witches?
No, Hocus Pocus.
Oh.
Number three. Oh, you got a good shot, Arlene. Gwyneth Paltrow says that her 17-year-old daughter, Apple, has never seen any of her movies and doesn't know her as Pepper Potts or any of her famous characters.
Mm.
She won an Oscar for what movie where she has a fictional love affair with a historic playwright?
Shakespeare in Love.
Yes. I was hoping you wouldn't remember that one.
Come on.
Number four. American Girl dolls are celebrating their 35th anniversary this year, releasing all the original dolls again. What company purchased the doll line from the original manufacturer, the Pleasant Company, in 1998?
I'll just take a shot and say Mattel.
Mattel is right.
Yes!
Darn it.
Yes!
That hurt inside.
Oh,
right.
Man.
I'm
yes!
sorry. What's number five? Let's go.
Law & Order SVU is celebrating their 500th episode, making it the second longest running scripted primetime show in history.
Wow.
What animated series is the number one longest running show?
That's The Simpsons.
Oh, I'm sorry, Arlene.
Yes, yes.
He tied you at 4. That gets you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Okay. It's Arlene and I can't be Raven.
That was a good try, Arlene. Make sure you enter again. I'd love to hear your voice again, all right?
Better luck next
time.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you. Hold on the line.
Enjoy that shirt, girl. That was a good game.
Oh, gosh.
Mattel was a shot in the dark
for me. I would have definitely put money on you not guessing Mattel.